Brett, first of all, let's reflect on the result. I don't think conditions were probably a bit trickier than maybe they looked from the stand tonight. First half, both sides found it tricky, but ultimately a devastating 15-minute spell put the game to bed.
Yeah, I mean, first half was tough. The wind was blowing right behind our back, so any forward balls we played just ran out of play, and we didn't quite get to grips with it. And I think you've got to give credit to Redden. They pressed us well first half, but like you said, second half we stepped it up a couple of gears straight after half time and put the game to bed.
Did you know that the way they've been defending and shipping goals recently, that if you could get one, then maybe the heads might drop and two and three might follow?
I don't, maybe not. I think the way we've been attacking, we've looked like we're going to score goals, and once we got one, we got a couple quickly after and finished the game, so it was pleasing.
For you, obviously, doubly pleasing, I'm sure, A, to be in the team and taking your chance, but B, to get a couple and be so close to a hat-trick.
Yeah, should have scored a hat-trick. Great save from their keeper. But, yeah, I mean, obviously, being out of the team's tough. It's not something I've been used to when I've been here, and almost I've had to wait my time, work hard, and I've worked harder than ever. I'm in better shape than I've ever been. I've worked hard in the gym, worked hard on my diet, and I think tonight I got my reward, so it's pleasing.
Have you done all that because this club is moving forward at such a fast pace that everybody has to keep up, I suppose, with that?
Yeah, almost. I mean, I think towards the end of last season I felt fit, and the summer I worked really hard, and pre-season I worked hard, and like I said, I've changed my diet a little bit, just a few bits, and it's helped me. I feel a lot fitter and a lot more energy, and hopefully it will pay off.
Obviously, as you said, you have had to wait your chance this season. You always have been an out and out goal scorer, but I suppose Callum Wilson sort of has taken that mantle on. But for you to get a couple of chances and to take a couple of chances tonight is showing everybody what the old Brett Pittman's all about, I suppose.
Yeah, I think when I get chances, I think I always fancy myself to take them. It's just obviously if you're not playing as much, you don't get as many chances. So that's the nature of football. And Jan and Callum, if he's played up front on his own, have done well. So I've had to be patient, and obviously Jan's misfortune has led to me getting a chance, and hopefully I've taken it.
And those two goals, particularly with the second one tonight, it was a beautiful sweet strike.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen it all the way, to be fair. The ball from Matty was first class, and yeah, I've managed to get my foot on it and put it in the corner, so pleasing.
And as you said, it's just unfortunate for you that the keeper was having the 5 minutes of his life to save, not only from you, but from Pewey as well.
Yeah, he's made two brilliant saves. He won't make two saves much better than that this season, so you've got to give him a bit of credit. I mean, I'd have been disappointed if I missed the target, but that's exactly where I wanted to put it, and sometimes you just got to hold your hands up and say fair play to him.